You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is cardboard? It's a type of paper, so like all paper products, it's made from wood pulp. But it's usually thought of as a thicker, heavier paper. Cardboard is kind of a generic term, along with other terms you've probably heard, like cardstock or paperboard. Cardboard is a very common paper product with many uses. In fact, you might even be using cardboard now. Milk cartons, craft paper, cereal boxes, corrugated boxes. The backing to pads of paper are just a few uses. The many uses of cardboard require it to be stronger than regular paper, which is why it's thicker than regular paper. This thickness allows it to keep its shape without bending or folding over and keep its contents inside. It's more durable than regular paper, making it better at protecting the contents inside the box or container. Sometimes cardboard is bleached, other times unbleached. Bleaching means that chemicals have been used to remove the color. This color might come from the natural wood or from other cardboard that was recycled and mixed in to make the pulp. Bleaching is done to make the paper white so that the final paper product is white or to prepare it to add another dye to the pulp. Some of the common chemicals for bleaching are hydrogen peroxide, oxygen, ozone, or chlorine dioxide. Corrugated fiberboard is an interesting cardboard because it's layered and because some of the layers can have an angled shape, which is called fluted. Corrugated cardboard or fiberboard is in the typical brown packing box that you know and are familiar with. The thick paper and fluting allows for protection of the contents and for stacking. Depending on how cardboard will be used, it might be coated. Coating is when chemicals, such as clay or calcium carbonate, are added to the surface. Coatings might be added for a number of reasons. To make it easier to print words or images on the surface. To make it smoother and more aesthetically pleasing. Or to make it less permeable to liquids. So, try this activity at home with the family. Get a bunch of different types of cardboard, boxes, construction paper, cereal boxes, whatever. Cut a small 2-inch by 2-inch square of each of those types of cardboard. If it's a cardboard with a coating, cut 2 squares so you have both the coated and uncoated surfaces. Then, using a Q-tip, place a small dab of butter on each square, both the coated and uncoated sides. And then compare if the coated or uncoated surfaces were more or less permeable. Repeat the exact same experiment, but this time use a drop of water to compare the permeability. Well, we've just learned a little bit about cardboard. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.